The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
But I guess this is where we're going with television channel. Television has changed quite a bit over the years. There's a list of Seinfeld, 17 Seinfeld episodes not PC enough for today.
I don't know, and we're going to play them all right now.
Yeah, okay. Good night.
Roll them.
No. We've walked off the show enough. We should get Emmys for walking off the show. Is there a category for that? The Cafe. You remember this episode. Pakistani immigrant named Babu.
Right.
First of all, like, you can't name a guy a funny name like Babu.
No.
That's wrong. You should name him something more culturally appropriate.
Steve.
He opens up a failing cafe across from Jerry's apartment. The comedian decides to advise the owner to bring in different cuisines and make the restaurant Pakistani themed. If you remember this episode, he was making like American food. He's like, well, what about, you're Pakistani, make a Pakistani restaurant. That's the stuff you know. Seems like good advice at the time. Of course, as a result, the cafe does even worse. And the kicker is later in the series, Babu winds up getting deported because he doesn't renew his immigration papers. Today, who wrote this article? Who wrote this article, Marissa? Do you know? Can you give me that name? Today,
illegal immigration is nothing to joke about. Certainly.
Certainly.
Oh, shut up.
Well, yeah, no, it's actually a huge problem with crime and costs to our country. So yes, we should not be joking about it. But I don't think that's what they mean. Somehow.
We can joke about almost anything, though. I mean, We take real problems and we joke about them all the time.
Yeah, I actually, people were like, that's one thing you should never joke about. I completely disagree with that analysis on every topic.
Yeah.
I mean, going to the worst things that happen in our society, they should all be joked about. All
this
of them.
Is under Pop Zet of LifeZet.com.
So this is freaking, what's her face's, Laura Ingraham's site?
LifeZet.
LifeZet is her site.
Really?
So maybe she is actually saying it with illegal immigration is a big problem.
Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, I don't know. That does it, when you're talking
this
about political
correctness. But this article is by Gabrielle Abdelnour.
Yeah, she has. I mean, she has like a Blaze type of situation where she has her own site writing pro-Trump articles and such.
Another one was the outing in season 4 was apparently politically incorrect. An NYU reporter mistakenly outs Jerry as gay and George as his intimate longtime companion.
Right.
Jerry spends the rest of the episode going to extreme lengths to prove he's straight.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad now? It's kind of...
I know, because that was really in that was the disclaimer.
Sure, they said.
Right. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And that's kind of become a joke
like his thing.
And a catchphrase with everybody. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Handicap spot, season 4. George persuades Kramer to park in a handicapped parking spot, but a disabled woman is injured as a result of the illegal move. Kramer assumes handicapped people don't drive. If they could drive, they wouldn't be handicapped.
It's funny.
Elaine Bettis asks, if you can drive, you aren't handicapped? Kramer responds, handicapped people want to be treated like everybody else. George supports the argument, affirming feminists are the same way. Whoa, is what the site says about that one.
Whoa. Oh. Well, you can't argue with whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's a good...
The shoes in season 4, George is caught gawking at the breasts of his boss's 15-year-old daughter. Oops. Which Jerry points out to him, quoting Seinfeld now, you don't consider age in the face of cleavage.
Wow, that one is... I was amazed by going back to some of the songs of where bands praise the sexiness of underage girls.
Yeah,
There's so many of those.
I was just... listening to a song called by Kiss called Christine 16.
He talks
about how he saw her coming out of the school, which would be,
high school. Middle school, possibly.
And there's a section in the song where he talks.
Yeah.
I don't usually say these things to girls your age, but I've got to have you. I've got to have you. Wow, you'd be in jail for that today.
Yeah,
you'd be in jail.
Straight
just
cat
for saying it.
Sexy and 17.
Oh, yeah, right.
Songs. Wasn't there another? Was there a Beatles one?
There's a Ringo Starr. You're 16. You're beautiful in your mind.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I mean, might not be offensive to Jeffy, but to a lot of people today, it would be
very
offensive.
Very offensive.
How about Cigar Store Indian? This is a classic. Elaine's friend Winona. Thinks Jerry is racially insensitive when he gives Elaine a Cigar Store Indian statue as a peace offering while making hooting noises. He somehow gets her to go on a date in order to make up for his racist gestures, but inadvertently calls her an Indian giver. You know, that was one of the things that Seinfeld was really good at, was exploring these things in a comedic way.
Yeah.
But, like, doing it in a...
You can't do it in any way
now. No, you can't even do it now.
Unless you're black, like, then you can do whatever you want.
There's no mistaking where they stood on these issues.
Right.
They were all on the PC side of these issues, making these arguments and enjoying the comedy. And this is one of the things that Seinfeld has gone on to really be critical of later on, which is, like, this PC stuff is nonsense. I mean, he really has come down on that side, as a lot of comedians wind up doing. You know, they're liberal on everything else, but when it comes to their little issue, all of a sudden they understand. You should be able to make these jokes. I completely agree with them, but they should also, I think, look at this from the perspective when it goes to every one of these issues related to speech.
Yeah.
Yes, he should have the ability to make hardcore left-wing jokes. Yes, you should. But you should also have the ability to make them the other way and not be, you know, automatically fenced off from society as a racist. And that's, you know, doesn't seem to be the way they understand it.
In season 6 of Seinfeld, they had an episode called The Beard, which you may remember. Elaine pretends to be the girlfriend of a gay man in order to appease his homophobic boss. She has a great time with the guy on their date and sets out to change his sexual preference. How dare she? Mm-hmm. How dare you? I could weep right now. I could break down as a man and weep like a 3-year-old small person.
I hope you were
going to say gender girl. Non-specific
okay.
person.
Thank you very much. By the way, they I think it was in...
The LGBT would have a field day with that today, changing teams.
I think it was England, maybe? It was in the midst of making conversion therapy illegal.
And saw that,
The conversion therapy thing, I don't know. It's not...
Yeah, who knows?
But still,
if you want to do it, why can't you do it?
If you willingly go to be talked into or therapied into changing your sexual preference, why wouldn't that be legal? You're saying it's illegal for someone to willingly go get talked to about a topic?
It should only be illegal if you're forced.
Yeah, of course, you should never be forced to do it.
But if you want to go, let him go! Weird.
It's so bizarre.
It's weird.
Whatever, I guess. It's not like there's no one to fight for it, right? There's no one outside of the four people who actually do it are actually advocating for that. But it's like, wait a minute, you're basically saying like they're not allowed to say certain combinations of sentences to somebody. Like, that's really a strange stance to take, and I don't think it would be legal. I don't think you could do it. I don't think it would be constitutional to do it in America. Now, look, Europe has much different rules on such topics. But how about the Chinese woman? George's lines are crossed with a woman who Jerry thinks is Chinese. Her name is, after all, Donna Chang. And in a Seinfeld word, that's proof enough.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know a single person outside of Asian heritage that's named, is there like a Bob Chang who doesn't have any Asian DNA?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think so. So can we just accept reality that if the name is Chang, there's a pretty good chance, right?
Right. Jerry tells Elaine he should have talked to her because he...
My God.
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I know you're sensitive about it.
I hope we were in a break.
No, we're on the air.
No, we're not. That was actually on the air.
We're on the air.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Elaine he should have talked to her because he likes Asian women, which she views as racist. Jerry asks, how can it be racist if I like the race?
These are great episodes.
Yeah.
It's
yes,
funny.
They are.
Yep. It's just lighthearted humor that nobody should... I mean, come on.
I know.
No wonder Seinfeld hates all this.
Yeah.
Because it's just sapped the fun out of humanity. Stop it. Anyway, there's a million more of these, but we're all out of time.